Hello, beautiful ones. Hi, this is Kala, and I'm so, so glad you're here and listening to the very first episode of my podcast, In the Flow of Magic. And that is the name of my website, intheflowofmagic.com. So I want to give you some wonderful value for your time and paying attention to this podcast and for letting me into your world. And I also want to tell you a little bit about me. I want to tell you a story about where I'm coming from and starting this podcast. And I really hope it resonates for you, and or that way you'll know, you know, this isn't the right podcast for me. So I'll just give you an overview first, and then we'll go into a nice, relaxing guided meditation practice. And then I'll say a little bit more and give you ways to get in touch with me, share your thoughts, give your feedback, and all of that. Okay, so I always like to start with a brief centering. So take a breath in through your nose, and then breathe out through your mouth, making an ah sound. Do that a few times, inhaling, and then just letting go, letting yourself relax, letting your shoulders drop. Really feel centered in your body. So if you're sitting down, feel the contact of your body with the chair, with the seat. If you happen to be standing up, feel the contact of your feet with the ground underneath you, wherever you are. Wherever you're listening to my voice. Namaste, namaste. So this podcast is started as a result of a really long journey. The overview, just so you get that in a brief time, is I am an immigrant, child of immigrants, and immigrated with them when I was a little girl. The American dream, we came here. They worked very, very hard. They didn't have a great education, and they just worked really hard every day, would go to work, and, you know, went through the public school system here in New York City, actually, and ultimately grew up and many, many different things. Basically a free spirit, but as a free spirit when you're an immigrant child is not what's expected, is for you to really hunker down, excel in school, and make a lot of money, you know, try to embody that American dream, right? You're here in the country and just really strive. But instead, my love was art. And I had natural talent as an artist. I am still a creative, meaning my brain just works in very creative ways. So anyway, to get to why I started this podcast, which is for women, it's for women, for goddesses out there who are in one of two stages that I've been through, either on the very verge of burnout. Right, you are under a tremendous amount of stress and you know something has to change, and maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast right now. So that's one group of women that I'm so happy that you're listening. The other group is that you've been through a thunderbolt experience, I call it, like I did. And briefly, my thunderbolt experience was I actually became a professor. So here as a child of immigrants, I got my first real job. You know, full-time serious job. I had been working all my life, but my first respectable job, I got hired as a professor, and it was a nightmare. It went way, way downhill very fast, leading me into deep depression, anxiety, being diagnosed even with PTSD as a result. So that's the very short form of the story. So if any of this resonates with you, I want you to know that you found a place where I'll just be sharing with you my gifts in terms of how to deal with that tremendous, tremendous stress, how to take back your spirit. So I want to talk a little bit about that in this first episode. What I found from my experience, and I will definitely tell you more, I want to tell you the nitty-gritty of that drama that I went through. And this lasted years, you guys, years of really punishing career and the aftermath. But what I learned from it, ladies, is that your power, your third chakra, can be damaged. So what does that mean? That means that, especially if you're on the aftermath of a thunderbolt experience, a divorce, death of a loved one, severe illness, that you're coming out of this, right? And that's the women I work with who are ready. They're starting to see a little bit of light on the horizon. You're not right in the midst of the crisis anymore, especially if you've been through, like I said, one of these experiences, because it takes a while to start get back on your feet. You know, you're sort of like a boxer that's been knocked down to the mat. You know, you're like laying there stunned. And like I said, I've been through that. So what that does, and the being on the verge of burnout too, is we've lost our power. Now, our power in the yogic understanding, in the Vedic, this is ancient knowledge, has to do with losing your power through your third chakra. How did that play out? Played out for me where I literally could not make a decision. After leaving academia and just sort of crawling out of there, this went on for years. I literally just felt like I had been punched and I was down and I was dizzy. I just had no clarity. So the third chakra has been damaged. Manipura is our sense of personal power. And when you're in a situation where others have tapped into your power and they're basically bullying you, like in my case, belittling you, where you just really feel powerless, you've just lost your sense of power. That is a third chakra issue, and of course it affects our entire energy system, okay? Our entire energy system gets thrown off. And so I come to this from, so after academia, I went and I studied Western massage and Eastern massage techniques, Eastern healing techniques, and I had previously to being a professor had a really weird trajectory, you guys. I was a yoga teacher. So my trajectory is very unusual. I mean, it's not many people who are like, okay, I'm a yoga teacher, la-di-da, and then I'm going to become a professor. So it is unusual. My two things, and I want to put that out there too, so as I said, a creative. So visually a creative, I also write a little bit, but it was more visual art. And so then, like a lot of artists, open to spirituality, and just felt it. It was deep in my soul, drawn to this stuff. I, you know, first became interested in yoga when I was like 14. Growing up in the South Bronx, a little girl, poor family, started watching Lilia's Yoga and You, which is an old show, you know, introducing yoga like in the 70s, and it ran into the 80s and reruns on PBS. Some of you may know this show, Lilia's Yoga and You, and there was a show, Richard Hittleman's Yoga, you know, when women wore leotards doing yoga. They had little like, not even leggings, but like almost like dance leotards. So cute now, so adorable. So this is from some of my background in talking about this. What I realized years later, as I was still struggling to get back on my feet and had a complete lack of unclarity, I realized, wow, my energetic system had been damaged. My third chakra especially. And often then that's going to get into your second chakra, women, which is all about our sensuality, our sexuality, our, you know, intimacy and connection. That's going to get damaged too. And then your first chakra, which is about feeling grounded, making money, being able to care for yourself, that's damaged. So all, especially your first three chakras, are just wounded. Our energy system is wounded if you have been through and or going through severe, severe stress, okay? So I just want to start with that, introducing what this podcast will be about. I now work coaching women virtually through wonderful spiritual practices, through this whole smorgasbord of practices that are really deep, and getting women to take back their power and to trust, deeply trust their own inner wisdom. You know what is right for you. Deep, deep in your belly, deep in your spirit, you know what's right for you, but that voice gets lost. That voice, we stop listening to that voice. And so I want to urge you to begin to trust that, to open to trusting that. So I'm going to close this first episode. Again, namaste. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's just sit with ourselves. If you're in a public place right now, play this when you're back home. We'll just do a very short meditation together. Goddess, come to sitting in a spot where you will not be disturbed and where you're absolutely safe. Check your surroundings. You want to feel completely comfortable. Loosen any clothing that is uncomfortable. Sit in a straight back chair so that your spine is beautifully erect, the head just floating through a very tall neck, your heart open, meaning your shoulders are down, the heart center is open and lifted so that that energy can blossom up through the center of the chest. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, let go, release, relax. And simply now for a few moments, just tune into your own being. Find that beautiful energetic signature that is you, that is unmistakably you, your character, your personality, who you are. And to do that, it's very easy. There's no striving. The first thing, Goddess, feel the buttocks on the chair. If you're sitting on the floor, if you're used to sitting cross-leg like in yoga class, that's perfect. Feel the contact then of the buttocks and the legs to the support underneath you. That's all you need to do, is just feel that support, feel that earth beneath you. Feel grounded. You are here. You are present. Now push up through the crown of your head. Lift up nice and tall. Breath in again. Keep that beautiful posture like a queen, a sovereign being. Exhale, but keep a nice tall posture. For the next few moments, just become aware now of your breath. We'll take a few deep breaths like we did in the beginning through your nose. Inhale, long, deep breath. Through your mouth, exhale, ha, ah, draw it out. Relax and draw that breath out. Signal to your body, mind, spirit that all is well, that you are safe. You are well and all is safe. Once you've taken a few deep breaths like that, we then just bring the awareness to the torso, to your body, the belly, the chest. Feel the breath come in now without any effort. So we've taken the deep breaths. We've sent a signal to the body to relax. From here forward, the breath just settles into its own beautiful, natural pattern with no efforting, easy, comfortable breath. You're simply now watching. peacefully, the breath comes in and out through the nose now. So your normal breathing pattern, through the nose, inhale, through the nose, the exhale. Simply tune into that. What is your breath like? Is it a long breath or is it a shorter breath? Is there a pause in between the breath, in between that inhale and before the exhale? And then notice, how does your body respond to this indrawing of inspiration, to this in-breath? Can you feel your ribs moving gently, the lower ribs flaring out, the chest expanding softly? Can you feel that movement, the breath, just happening on its own? As you relax and settle, simply observing, nothing for you to do or change. You're simply allowing yourself to be a human being. A human being, not a human doing. Not running around, not burning the candle at both ends, not staying up late and pushing and striving. In this moment, instead, simply coming back to yourself. Allow yourself to sit like this as long as you like, just resting in this awareness. And if you'd like to continue on with the rest of your day or evening, you could transition now and just take a nice deep breath as a transition if you'd like to. If you choose to, you could stretch the arms up over your head, taking a nice deep breath in. Hold that breath. Whenever you're ready to transition, you'll hold the breath and then just exhale a long breath as you slowly lower your arms, goddess. And when you're ready to end your practice, you can gently open your eyes. Namaste. To find out more about the work that I do with women, coaching and mentoring them virtually on spiritual practices to come back to their own true being, head on over to intheflowofmagic.com. May you be blessed. And I will see you next week. Namaste. And actually, I'll add, I just thought, why don't I will offer you, if you join my tribe, you will get some free meditations similar to what we just did. You'll get them right to your inbox. So if you head on over to In the Flow of Magic, and you'll see either a little pop-up or a place where you can actually, currently I have a feminine quiz. That's my current offering. And if you'd like to, you can just take that short quiz, literally 5 minutes, and you'll get some wonderful treats, some audio meditations as a result, and you'll become a member of my my free tribe over there at intheflowofmagic.com. So check that out. If you are interested in coaching and working with me one-on-one, you'll also see a services page, and we could completely just hop on the phone and do a 20-minute discovery call. I set a time limit because your time is precious as well as mine, and we can just talk about what you're going through and if I might be able to serve you. Namaste. Bye-bye now.